That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
And welcome to this year's Hey Relationship. I'm Beverly Condolences, and I'm coming to you from the Christmas display at the Maplewood Grove Mall with my two best friends in the whole wide world. We are answering your holiday questions, we're answering your relationship questions, and we're getting in the Christmas spirit. Isn't that right, Plomp?
Up on the rooftop, wet, wet, wet. Yeah.
This is Fledorious Plomp with me to my left, and to my right, as always, is my greatest friend in the whole world, Felix Missing Son. Felix?
And I appreciate you both being here to bail me out, as it were, from mall security. It was a huge misunderstanding. I wasn't shoplifting. My clothes just have all the tags on them because I'm not strong enough to get the tags off.
Yes, we understand, and that's why we put up bail. I can't believe mall security, mall jail had bail, but here we are.
We paid three bales of hay to get him out, and it was expensive. It was a pretty penny. And you know what, Felix? We would do it again.
Ah, you're the best friends in the world.
Well, we just want to say that we have your back today because I know this time of year could be especially difficult because your son, Felix, was stolen or went missing around this time. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know that it was my son. You don't have to say Felix. No one else has had a son who's gone missing.
Well, I don't know if, you had moved on, or I don't want to assume, so...
One of the Christmas elves just put his head in his hand and started sobbing when you said that, so I guess he had a missing son as well.
Yeah, it's a universal theme.
I think it's actually just part of his backstory. that Christmas elf did an extensive interview with me when he was preparing to be the elf, so...
interviews?
What's that?
You interviewed...
No, he just did an interview with me. He said it was character building for whatever backstory. He was going to play a traumatic elf this year. He showed up to my house. I don't know how he got my address. It may be all those posters that I put up with my phone number and my address, just in case anyone has seen my darling boy, Isaac. Isaac, if you're out there and you're listening to this, I don't want a lot for Christmas, but I would love to unwrap my beautiful boy under the tree this year.
Now, a tragic elf, or an elf with a tragic backstory... Brings me to a question. Is the Joker an elf?
I think it would depend on the ears.
A Christmas mystery. Well, gentlemen, hopefully by the end of this episode, we'll get to sit on Santa's lap over there and tell him what we want for Christmas. But in the meantime, we're answering your Christmas questions. We're wearing 8 layers of Gap sweaters, and we're ready to go.
And I won't be able to sit on Santa's lap this year because I have been told that my pants are too wet.
And just before anyone asks, I just want to get ahead of this. Yes, I do have an IV drip of eggnog going into my arm. And that's because this year I told myself, I promised myself I wouldn't drink eggnog. So this is a bit of a workaround.
When the nurse was putting the IV in, he kept saying, deeper? No, not the vein, the bone. He wanted his bone marrow to be eggnog. And I respect that commitment to Christmas.
If you've never had bone marrow with a nice eggnog glaze, you are not eating properly. Speaking of just a little self-promotion this year, we talked about elves. Of course, we all know Elf on the Shelf. This year, I do want to introduce just a little business venture I'm starting, which is plushies I'm selling, little plush plomps. And these are, like Elf on the Shelf, these are plomps on the table tomps. So you get yourself a plomp, you put it down on the tabletop, your kids see it, and it brings a little smile to their face. Now, the plumps on the table toms don't report to Santa, but...
Oh, they're not narcs like the elves on the shelves are.
Never thought about it.
Yeah.
Never thought about it that way. Yeah, that sucks.
What do plumps on the stomps do?
Well, I don't know what plumps on the stomps do, but I do know what plumps on the table toms do. And they just bring a smile
to your
face.
In my defense, none of these are real words. In my defense.
They were both rhymes. They were both rhymes.
On the table toms.
Thank you, Felix.
Plumps on the table toms, what do they do?
Well, they just kind of observe. They won't help or hinder. So they're not going to tattle on you. But at the same time, if you get your, arm stuck in a bottle and it's cutting off circulation, he's not going to step in. He's just there as a casual observer. Almost like the guy from The Watchmen, the guy The Watchmen who sits on the planet and just goes, I don't think I like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy, the doctor.
Yeah.
The blue doctor.
Uh-huh.
Who's the blue doctor?
I know what you're talking about.
Where?
They sit down and they watch all of Watchmen really quick to refresh. Huh. All right, now it's all back. Okay, now it's coming
better,
back to
better
me.
Better than I remember. Holds up.
And they're not going to make a season 2?
I mean, they told a full story.
I guess.
I mean, they stuck the landing. Pretty perfect TV. Am I crazy?
Oh, I watched the movie.
Oh.
Sorry, I got the new Oculus.
They sit down and then they all watch the TV show. Okay, that took a lot of time. We are back. Let's answer our first relationship question. Let's see. How do I deal with my in-laws this holiday season without going cuckoo crazy? Great question. Thank you so much.
Another universal theme. If I may, what I would suggest is hosting dinner or party at your place and have two parties or dinners in two different rooms of the house. Have the relatives you care for, the relatives you don't care for. But you'll make it a fun little lottery. You'll, of course, rig the system, have it ping pong balls with magnets or something. Much like the NBA draft, the year Shaquille O'Neal was taken, 1992. Of course, they put magnets in it, freeze one of the envelopes to make it feel cold. And so David Stern would select the right envelope so the Orlando Magic would get Shaquille O'Neal, thus changing the league forever.
Is that true?
It must be.
All right, good.
What are my plums on the table dumps? Told me so.
So you're saying two separate rooms.
They weren't
rooms.
Supposed to report.
Well, they talked to me.
Oh, they are reporting then.
But
they
I just sit on the information.
You just told us.
I should say they don't necessarily report back to me, but every plum on the tabletop is connected to my nervous system just through witchcraft, so I'm able to see through their eyes and know what they know.
Are you just sitting on that information, or are you willing to use it for some sort of blackmail, getting ahead, monetary gain?
At the moment, sitting on it.
And it must be a two-way system with the plumps and the tabletops, because I've heard that there's been a lot of consumer reports about them leaking eggnog.
Yeah, that's something we're looking into at the moment, but there hasn't been a recall, at least not a total recall. Sits down and watches all of Total Recall.
You're looking at it the wrong way. Eggnog.
I'm sitting on my head.
No, not you.
Oh, let's rewatch their Total Recall.
Okay, they sit and they watch Total Recall in total silence.
Wait, this was a remake? Which one did you watch?
Well, we better watch it again.
Okay, what was the question? Oh, Plum, you were saying two separate rooms for your in-laws. What about two separate days for your in-laws? Don't let them come to whatever your real Christmas situation is. I know you do that with the Keatons sometimes. You do two holidays.
Ever since me and Diane Keaton divorced, fell back in love, divorced again, fell back in love, divorced again, we try and have her family over for one, my family over for the other. So, just keeps things copacetic.
Yes.
Felix?
Oh, Felix,
please.
Do you have a similar situation?
Well, look, I'll say this. If you're lucky enough to have in-laws, hold them tight, hug them close, give them a kiss on each of their cheeks, and one final kiss atop their forehead, and never let them go. Thank your lucky stars that you have in-laws, because one day they could be ripped away, and you'll never see them again. Sure, you'll send them postcards, you'll show up to their anniversary parties and their retirement galas, but they won't give you a look, they won't give you a glance, they'll give you a cold shoulder and act like you're not even there. Sure, you're wearing a disguise, because if they knew you were there, they'd certainly just ask you to leave, but sometimes you think, wouldn't it be nice just to be asked? Wouldn't it be nice just to be acknowledged? But you bought all the wigs and you bought all the hats, so you might as well wear them. You're just wasting money if you don't use them. They say a wig earns itself back if you wear it four times.
Right, cost per wear. At that point, you're wearing a free wig.
A wig saved is a wig earned.
You know, Felix, sometimes when you're talking about your sad, sad, sad life, I think about 2018 when we were giving each other names for this episode. And I offhandedly said Felix Missingson, an improv moment that haunted you for the rest of your life, sort of held you captive in this.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
And I don't either. All right, for me...
And we should say, just very quickly, if you're ever invited over to Felix's house for the holidays, that chair is not
for... And you are.
That chair is not for Elijah. I made the mistake. I said, who's this chair for? Is this safe for Elijah? Nope. It's safe for Felix. Beverly, condolences?
Your telling of it is admirable, but you didn't ask permission. You just sat, and I screamed, you're crushing my boy, you're crushing my sweet, sweet boy.
I thought it was a euphemism.
Well, how Beverly condolences deals with in-laws. I'm eating some of the donut off my fingers while I think. Had a jelly donut right before this. Well,
right before this, we've already watched six movies. We've been here for, checked watch, 18 hours?
You don't keep crumbs on your fingers later for a second snack?
Beverly, I have an IV of eggnog connected to my bones. You don't think I keep crumbs?
Touche.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.